You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is former Chiefs All-Pro tackle Mitchell Schwartz, and the best Chiefs content in town is right here with Carrington Harrison on The Drive.
Let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by a dear friend of ours. He is the editor-in-chief of the most popular Chiefs website on all of the interwebs, Pete Sweeney of ArrowheadPride.com. Plaid Prince, how you doing, my man?
Hey, good to talk to you guys. It's been a little bit. I've been going through some phone issues today, so I hope they don't pop up here. I hope I sound okay. Do you see that?
No, absolutely. Pete, I got a little bit of a beef with you. You know you're my guy. But you're doing that thing you do every OTAs where you start hyping up somebody who isn't going to make the team. You did this last year with Malik Herring. You came on here. Oh, man, Malik Herring, he's somebody to watch for. And we've never heard from him or seen him again. You've never even interviewed Malik Herring. You're doing that same thing with John Ross right now, and it upsets me greatly.
I also told you during OTAs last year, and look, I highlight a lot of players, but I also said that Marquez Valdes-Scantling was having a nice OTAs, maybe the most important player in the playoff run for the Chiefs, you could argue. I also said that you should watch.
Who's arguing that, Pete?
This off-cast from Tampa named Justin Watson, who out of nowhere made the team and had some really important deep catches for the Chiefs, especially as they were battling injuries during certain games. So, look, am I a perfect shooter here? Am I a Jimmy Butler, so to speak? No, but I don't think I'm Russell Westbrook. I think I do hit a couple shots.
So we actually went through the roster math real quick. Last year they kept five receivers on their 53-man roster. Let's say that they keep six this year. Couldn't you argue that the six are already filled? I mean, you got MVS, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, Rashee Rice, Justin Watson, and Richie James. Aren't those the six? I mean, you see a scenario in which they could keep seven or more wide receivers?
Well, they were able to keep nine offensive linemen last year. And I think what's changed over the years is the use of the practice squad. There were changes during COVID that allowed for more veterans allowed on the practice squad. And so that has made the Chiefs, I think, have a stash of some important offensive linemen that are able to remain more so on the practice squad in an emergency. So if they were to keep nine again, you take away the fullback, if someone really proves himself, you can make a case for seven wide receivers. Now, that being said, I agree with you guys. The Chiefs have never kept seven wide receivers since Andy Reid took over in 2013. I know you guys have mentioned the aforementioned Watson as potential of getting cut, but he comes with $1.4 million worth of dead cap. Richie James, the same thing with $500,000, which, okay, these are billionaires we're dealing with, so that's not the same to you or I, but still don't want to waste money. And so if I'm betting today, I think you got it right. I think Richie James is the final wide receiver on this roster. They end up keeping six. Now, that being said, there's going to be players that push them. I think there's some real depth at the end of the roster. And looking at practice today, John Ross to me was interesting. Maybe the fastest player when it came to offensive guys at camp. And for some reason, it's a hot take in Kansas City to like the guy with one receiving yard or more over someone who hasn't had any yardage in the NFL ever. John Ross, over the course of his career, has accumulated nearly 1,000 yards. He has battled injuries just like Justin Ross, except he's done it before. And so I like what I saw today. It's the first day of many days of evaluation, as you know. We'll be back there for one practice next week. We do that twice, and then we get the full a bevy of mandatory minicamp. But look, in this padless OTA practice, I was impressed with the speed of John Ross and the fact that he's actually played in the NFL.
Pete, I feel like people are looking for reasons for Richie James to not make the team, where I'm looking at a guy, you got him for next to nothing. He's a proven NFL player. I'm not saying he's a great NFL player, but at this point, he's shown that he'll probably have a 7-8 year career, and seems to me perfect to be that fourth or fifth wide receiver. Or if an injury happens, you feel good about Richie James. Like, I kind of feel like he's been the one who has been the most disrespected, that nobody looks at him as a lottery ticket. You look at John Ross as a lottery ticket, Justin Ross, the ultimate lottery ticket. I don't know why no one views Richie James like that, even though he's a guy who had 500 yards receiving last year.
He had a breakout season in a system that had a lot of injuries. And, you know, for him to accumulate that amount of yardage, you would have to see the injuries. But I just think you're right when you talk about the value when it comes to special teams. A not often talked about scenario in Kansas City this year is you're probably looking at a new punt returner and a new kick returner as you – look at last year's and Kadarius Toney, and you look at Isaiah Pacheco, and you're probably not going back to those guys considering their importance on offense, right? You lose Juju Smith-Schuster. Everyone wants to say Kadarius Toney is the number one wide receiver. You really don't want that guy returning punts for you as well. I think that's risky business. And you've seen a tendency of the Chiefs to move off receivers when they become valuable in the offense, like you saw with Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill. And so I think Richie James fits that for you. You know, you could see in some of the videos that have come out at camp today that he's already, you know, back there taking punts and kick returns for the Chiefs, practicing back there. And I think he has that value that you're not going to put a Justin Ross back there. Justin Ross is not a special teams player. So it's not even really beating Richie James. It's beating a Watson, and again, you would be saying goodbye to $1.4 million in cap space. That's a significant amount to just waste. Now, Chiefs have done it before. If you want to bring up Jermaine Carter, the linebacker, where they've guaranteed money and walked away before, yes, but the talent has to be undeniable. And look, maybe that'll be the case, right? Maybe he'll push the envelope, but I just think it's much more likely that you're right in your thought process, where it just makes a lot more sense for them to keep Watson and James, and a player coming off of 500 yards, a breakout season in a sense on offense, than to go and lean into that lottery ticket. Now, maybe there's a scenario where one or two of these wide receivers end up on the practice squad, and I think that'll certainly be the case in Kansas City.
Right now, we're talking to Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride, one of the more popular Chiefs websites on all of the interwebs. What do you make of Patrick Mahomes' comments from earlier today?
Love the commentary of Mahomes. I think that Patrick Mahomes, I know some people know that I grew up on the East Coast, much like Derek Jeter, is writing a book on how to deal with media members. I think if, you know, you're a developing quarterback, you're coming out, you know, you're a C.J. Stroud or a Bryce Young, and you're about to enter that phase, and you want to talk about guys who really do a good job with every single question that they answer, every media event, you know, whether it be the match or popping up at the Kentucky Derby, dealing with a conversation or a question about his brother, and even now this contract situation, just perfectly answering the question. I think he left room for potential talks here, but he also said that no matter what, it's going to be team friendly to an extent, which is something that he learned from Tom Brady, and he is one of the most popular players of any sport in the world, so he knows that additional money is going to be there when it comes down to, I think, endorsements and things like that, so he's not over-worried about it. But if you heard the comments today and think he shut the door in a contract restructure, I don't think he did at all. I think he said the right things and said, look, we're always going to leave room to make sure I'm surrounded by talent. That being said, there's a fine line, right? Like, there needs to be, I think, an adjustment here. And because he's Mahomes, because he's handled it this way since he came out, if there is an adjustment, which I tend to still think there might be, I think average per year, he still might be the highest paid player by the time we get to week one. It'll be handled very friendly. It'll be handled very quietly, amicably. We won't hear about it until it's done, and that's the way Patrick Mahomes wants it. He's writing the book on how to handle the job off the field.
Yeah, I just think, at least when it comes to this, and a lot of this to me is just started by Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, we've never had any reason to believe that Mahomes and the organization aren't on the same page. Like, you and I are always on the internet. Normally there is like a rumblings or an article or someone, anonymous source. We have no reason to believe that Mahomes is not happy with his contract. And it sounds like you and I agree. At some point, I think we wake up and we see a tweet from Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport that tells us that the Chiefs have reworked the deal, that these conversations are happening behind scenes. There's no real reason to have these things play itself out publicly. But one day we'll wake up, whether it's this year, 2 years, 3 years, who knows when it'll be. But the Chiefs will announce, hey, we gave Mahomes more of a signing bonus today, and we restructured that gives him more money in the short term but continues to give us the flexibility to continue to build the best roster in the NFL.
Yeah, much like it was handled with Brett Veach and Andy Reid's contract extension. Suddenly, one day, you found out about it, right? It was handled very quietly, and that's how the organization wants it. And because it's not an impending contract, it's not like that there are folks talking about this. And I don't think Patrick Mahomes and his camp wants to talk about publicly. They've liked this from the beginning. Their representation has had a relationship with Brett Veach dating back to before the draft. I know there had been some rumblings about some interest with the Chicago Bears and how Mahomes could have been a Chicago Bear, but he always, it seemed, wanted to be in Kansas City. And look, this is a Texas kid. Not that he knew a ton about Kansas City or liked the area or something. He liked the people that worked in the Chiefs building, and that included Brett Veach. And they were able to get this thing done and get the trade done and get him here. And then every step of the way, it has been handled quietly, friendly, and again, projecting to the fans and everyone that follows his team across the league and across the country that they are on the same page. And look, if you're asking me right now, and again, I don't have anything really on this because it is handled quietly, I think there is an adjustment before the season starts. But there's nothing to be worried about here because Mahomes will get his money. He will deservingly be the highest paid player in the NFL. And guess what? They're still going to have plenty of room to surround him with talent. And if they need to make more room in the contract, it'll be built how it is now with the guarantee mechanisms, they call it, where they can free up space when they need to. And that's it. I think we're doing the much ado about nothing thing, and sometimes you have to do that when, Josh Vernier, but the Royals are as bad as they are, and we don't have a ton to talk about here in Kansas City until closer to September.
It's funny you say that, because that's actually how I feel about Chris Jones' contract. Like, to me, the Chris Jones contract is only interesting if you don't think he's going to be on the team. And then it becomes a real serious conversation. But I don't know a single Chiefs fan that doesn't or thinks that this is going to be Chris Jones' last year in Kansas City. So everything you just said about the Royals aren't good, so we're trying to find other things to talk about, that's how I feel about Chris Jones' deal.
Yeah, I tend to agree, and I think this is something that will be worked out a lot quieter than last time. The Chris Jones one is a little bit more interesting to me because, I don't want to say it got ugly, but the last time around it was teetering on the edge of getting a little dicey, and you just don't want to see that again. You hope it's handled in a more quiet manner, but I tend to think that this will be the outlier. If you've noticed, the Veach regime is not in love with giving these long-term contracts to someone that is about the age of Chris Jones, but Chris Jones is a different animal to me. It's that near Aaron Donald level of prime dominance. And so, like we're talking about with Mahomes, I do have optimism that this time around it's handled a little bit more in a friendly manner. Nothing really makes it to the public, and Chris Jones is here and happy when mandatory minicamp and OTAs and eventually training camp rolls along here. But that one's a tinge more interesting than the Mahomes one because we have seen it get interesting before.
That is our guy, Pete Sweeney, joining us on the show today. Pete Sweeney is out at Chiefs OTAs as so many fun and exciting things are happening. Pete, how excited are you to join our next podcast, Bad Movies, Worst Opinions? We're dropping it next Tuesday after Memorial Day. Baywatch, how excited are you?
I took in Baywatch, as you guys know, and it was no doubt one of the worst movies I ever watched. I checked how much time was left a good 4 or 5 times. So I'm ready to talk about it with you guys and ready for some folks to get some takes on something other than the Chiefs for a change.
That is our guy, Pete Sweeney, joining us on the show today. Thanks, Pete.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.